Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw where tomorrow, actually, for this Tigers game, your friends over at Skybox are opening early for the Clemson-Memphis basketball game.
It's 10 a.m.
Got to. It's early
game.
Yeah,
you got to get your butts in the seats.
Man, a couple of those now with Maui and with this one.
Yes.
Early starts.
I'm thinking a mimosa or maybe a Bloody Mary and a Memphis Tigers and a Clemson Tigers game in Clemson, South Carolina. Margin of defeat. For the Tigers, wow. This is our experts who have written these out said margin of defeat for the Tigers, 6.5.
Over. Under.
Obviously, this would be the Memphis version of the Tigers.
Yeah.
Because they are 6.5-point underdogs, which, I'll be honest, is a little less than I expected. I mean, I think KenPom's got this a little higher, right, Jason? He's got this at 8?
7.
Okay, guys. Okay, he's got it at 7. So, okay, a tick lower. I think this could get back out to 7, 7.5. I think it's a little short, honestly. I'm not saying that Memphis can't cover. I just think this is one where I think it's a bad matchup for Memphis. I just think it's a really bad matchup. You know, where I thought UConn was a good matchup. I thought Michigan State was a good matchup because even though Michigan State has some physicality and they're big, like their bigs aren't very gifted. They're not very good. You know, they're kind of slow. They plow. They don't have a lot of offensive skill. You know, this is one where you're going there. They're going to be super charged up for it, obviously, because they're ranked again. They're number 16 in the country. You know, again, I do think Memphis will be prepared. I don't think they're going to get run out of the gym. But, you know, I just think in terms of, you know, the spot itself, even as Penny has been great, it's hard for me to see, you know, short of Tyrese Hunter and PJ just going off, it's hard for me to see a path to Memphis pulling this out. They don't have to pull this out. This isn't like their season. It'd obviously be a great development because it would really, to me, undo the Arkansas State loss, just one for one. It'd wash it off because you get a quad one after a quad four. Or quad three now, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go into this, Jason, expecting Memphis to win. Because I think that's kind of how you get let down. This is a tall ask with their big man and their guard play, too, with Chase Hunter coming back. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize this Clemson team was in the Elite Eight last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were leading Alabama at the half, could have been going to the Final Four, and it's there. You know, you're supposed to lose this game in college basketball. So, again, I think Memphis will be prepared. I don't think they're going to get, you know, embarrassed by any stretch of the imagination. But I'd have to say over 6.5 here. I think Clemson probably just gets this done at home.
Well, they guard like heck. They're number 7 in the country defensively. We watched it. Seemed like all together there, you, me, and Hurd, in terms of the way they guard Kentucky. They get after you. We've talked about Ian Sheflin, their best player. He doesn't look like a basketball player when you see him, and then he's getting 20 rebounds on you. Last year, I don't know if people remember this too, you were Clemson's first loss.
Yep.
They were a team that before it made that Elite Eight run, it was trying to prove something and lost to you by 2 here. So I keep going back to that too because, again, whether it's Sheflin or some other guys on that squad, you've got some guys who remember last year and losing that game here at FedEx Forum. Listen, I do. Here's the thing. I've got that number now. Giannotto put it, 16-3 after the Auburn loss to power teams, power conference teams. Penny Hardaway is. He gets his teams up for these kinds of games. And so I expect a Maui-level type of effort. But in the end, much like Maui and that buzzsaw you ran into in the championship game in Auburn, I think Clemson's playing at a really high level right now. So what you could see is the Tigers still play well and Clemson still cover here.
Yep.
Again, Memphis shot 50% in the loss to Auburn. I think Clemson's that good, especially defensively. Here's the thing, guys. Like we love when Memphis has played, you know, as well as it has Maui and everything else, and they've made us dream about maybe even a deeper run in the tournament, not just getting back. But this is a 6-man team.
Exactly.
There ain't a lot of room for, there's not a lot of margin for error. And I mean, even Penny trying to go, like we talked about, to Barack Okoji and Jared Harris right now. You'd like to be able to get those guys in and get more of an 8 to 9 man rotation, or at least an 8. I know how we talk about longer rotations with Penny. We get scared. But the 6, this is a ton on 6 guys. Foul trouble, a guy getting injured. You're dodging bullets at this point. And Penny showed in the Arkansas State game, when he tried to go to those guys early on that hadn't proven themselves, they weren't ready for it. And so you can't play around here. And as he's stressed yesterday, you know, this next 4, this is the seeding. And so, listen, I expect great effort, but I'm with John. It's going to be tough here just because of the level Clemson's playing at. Still think, I mean, you know, it puts even more emphasis on getting the one at Virginia. I think this is just a tall order here for this Memphis team. I do think, though, that we'll see the effort, and we won't at least be questioning that for 2 straight games. What would it be, 3 of 4 you would have lost at that point if you go back to Auburn?
Yep.
Hopefully, you know, you'll feel good about the effort that you saw on Saturday. And maybe, you know, the early start was good for him against UConn. Maybe, you know, Penny will have him ready here. He usually does against these type of teams.